I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. Right now, there are about 50,000 refugees stuck in Greece. They can't go on to Northern Europe, where they'd like to apply for asylum, and they can't go back to their homes in places like Syria and Iraq. That's the case for about 3,500 Yazidis. They're part of a religious minority in Iraq, and their community has suffered greatly there at the hands of ISIS extremists. Now, the Yazidis who've made it to Greece are staying in refugee camps. But instead of finding safety there, many have faced more abuse from other migrants who consider them infidels. Reporter Jean Carstensen visited the only camp in Greece that's exclusively for Yazidis. She recently made the long drive to Camp Petra from Athens.
I stopped to pick up Salim Noah. He's a Yazidi refugee who lives at a camp outside of Athens. Salim volunteered at Petra in March when the camp opened as a safe haven for Yazidis. Now he's offered to make the journey to Petra to show me around. At a rest stop, Salim gets a message from a volunteer at Petra. More than 100 Yazidis arrived just the night before. Police evacuated them from another camp. Salim explains.
She's saying that now we have 130 from Cherso, because they get a bad treatment with Muslim and they were attacking them.
When we arrive at Petra, kids are running around a field with white military tents. At first glance, it looks like a summer camp, but it's home to a lot of trauma. Inside a camp office, we meet Emma Azidi. She's a Yazidi who lives in Germany, but she's been volunteering here for many months. She explains that Petra was set up in March when Yazidis were being harassed by Muslim refugees in the Edomeni camp on the Greek-Macedonia border. Salim translates.
They were attacking them, fighting them with knives.
Petra was initially set up to shelter 800 Yazidis, but it swelled to almost double that size.
Daily we get phone calls from the other camps that we have Yazidis there, and they are calling us, telling, please save us.
An elder, Sheikh Nouri, reminds us that the Yazidis at Petra have already been displaced for 2 years. They had to flee their home in 2014 when ISIS attacked Sinjar in northern Iraq.
They killed our kids. They raped our girls.
But in the camps scattered around Greece, many Yazidis still don't feel secure. Sheikh Nouri says the violence at Herso shows that hatred also haunts them here.
This shows you that still attacking Yazidis, still we are not safe in Greece.
The conditions at Petra are extremely poor. But compared to what they've experienced in other camps, Emma says it's still a refuge of sorts. At least the kids can play here.
Yeah, they are playing, they are happy there because they feel safe.
Salim takes me for a walk around the camp. It's 8 p.m. and humming with activity. I spot a woman cooking something in a pot over the campfire.
Ooh, what is she cooking there?
Did we call like kutilk? Yeah, it's bread and inside like tomatoes, meat and anything, potatoes, anything you can put inside, yeah.
Salim runs into an 11-year-old girl he knows named Ezdihar.
Do they have problems with animals here getting in the tents?
Her family, they killed 4 scorpions before a few days.
Inside the tent?
2 inside, 2 outside the tent.
Salim says he met Ezdihar when he was working here, and they've stayed in touch.
Yeah, we are in touch by WhatsApp. She's smart, English, some German.
Quite a bit of English, yes.
Yeah.
Are there any German classes here?
He's saying no German class, but she, because she wants to learn, she asking those volunteers from Germany to teach her.
Later, we meet some girls who arrived the night before with the group from Herso camp. They tell us that when volunteers tried to give them food, Arab refugees would harass them.
When some volunteers or some NGO tried to give us something, they were taking it from us.
But for now at least, the girls feel free.
Now we can't breathe. When you get out from the camp, now we can't breathe.
But there's still a lot of anxiety. The Yazidis have waited months to register with the asylum service in Greece, and they'll have to wait even longer for the chance to reunite with family in Germany. That's where Ezdahar and everyone else here at Petra hopes to go.
Can you count in German?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
For the world, Jean Carstensen, Petra Camp, Greece.
Jean's reporting is supported by a grant from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.